Legends 92.9 now brings you Lyrics and Legends with your host, Gary Ware.
Well, the program you're listening to is Lyrics and Legends. Debbie Fensterwald's in the studio again. Debbie, thanks for coming in.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
We're going to have a good one today.
We are.
You ever hear the song Una Mas Cerveza?
I have heard that song a time or two. I have.
On the phone with us from Arlington, I suppose, is Tommy Alverson. Welcome to the program, Tommy.
Well, I'm glad to be with you guys. Actually, I'm in Mineral Wells now.
Mineral Wells, okay. All right. You know, you never can trust the old internet, so.
Well, you know, it's hard to get in there and change those bios every so often.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't be too good at that either. So, anyway, we're going to visit with Tommy Debbie and learn a little bit about his music and kind of hopefully have some fun, get some good stories.
Oh, we're going to have some fun. You know that. There's not a fun hater among us right here. So, Tommy, if you're a fun hater, you better step back because, no, Tommy, we're really, really excited about visiting with you about your music and your career and all the things that you've done. I know that you have written many songs. You've performed with some really great musicians. And when you were a kid, is that something that you thought you would be doing? Is this what you always dreamed about doing?
Well, actually, it was. Yeah, I was a big Elvis fan growing up in the 50s, and you know, just kept up with music ever since, and just always wanted to play the guitar and sing for people, you know. And
so, when did you first pick up a guitar?
I was in about the fourth grade, I think. My daddy used to carry me around, get me lessons, and I would hang with older guys that knew what they were doing, and kind of learned by watching, you know, and listening.
So. Other than Elvis, who were some of your other idols or influences when you were growing up?
Oh, Lord, I don't know. You know, Hank Williams, after that movie came out, Your Cheating Heart, I wasn't into Hank Williams before that. And then, you know, of course, that was all Hank Jr. singing on the movie. But
right.
then I went back and picked up the real thing, you know. And but I've always been a big fan of Hank Jr.'s, too, and Hank, and Jerry Lee Lewis. Jerry Lee Lewis was big for me.
All right. Well, I know it would have been the early 2000s I heard one of my favorite songs still to this day on the radio, Una Mas Cerveza. Talk a little bit about that song and where it came from. And
well, a friend of mine brought me that song, Wayne Nelson. They had been down to Mexico on a wild weekend, and and he came back and said, I got a song for you. And he said, If you'll do it, I'll pay for it. I said, well, I'm always up for a deal like that. You know?
Yeah, you can't get anybody to pay for anything these days.
Right, that's right. So we went and did it, and, you know, I embellished here and there on it and added a few things. Just kind of tweaked it a little bit. But then we lost the original recording, so we got ready to do another CD, so we had to go back and do it over. So that's not the original recording. And,
oh, okay. Let's see.
I still don't know where that one is, but I wish I had it back because I'd sure like to hear it.
Because it got lost in a cerveza?
All right.
Bottle somewhere?
Well, the studio changed hands, and the guy...
It's a trip to Mexico.
Kind of like, you know, music business is kind of like radio. You never know who's going to be there the next day.
Exactly.
Know? And so it just, I didn't have any idea it was going to do what it did, you know, and it took off on the major station here in Fort Worth and Dallas.
Right.
At the time it was KSCS. And then they took a couple of people down in Houston, got it going on KIKK. And it was just one of those deals, you know, that... back then, they listened to the telephones, you know. So if somebody heard it and called in and wanted to hear
right.
it, they started playing it. So
those requests were a big deal back
then.
Yeah,
actually, that's
yeah.
when we heard that song. We called, because we weren't in the radio business. We called the other local station and said, who was that? So then we had to order the CD.
Right. Yeah, things have changed a lot since 1998.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah. We're going to take a minute. We're going to listen to that song, Tommy, and we'll be back to visit with you a little more, okay?
Very good.
Life was kind of hectic, and having trouble sleeping. I was going crazy and I had to get away. I loaded up my pickup for a Mexican vacation. I didn't know the language, but I quickly learned to say, Tuna Masa Vesa, 44, Senorita. 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 Well, I kept right on the driving until I hit the ocean. Found a small cantina down on Monterey Way. I met up with a girl down there, but she did not speak the English. Probably could have had her too, but all I knew how to say, Tuna Masa Vesa, 44, Senorita. Tuna Masa Vesa, 44, Senorita. Tuna Masa Vesa, 44, Senorita. Tuna Masa Vesa, extremely naked, lying face down in the sand. Well, I stumbled to my feet and started looking for my old pickup. I would have asked for help, but I knew all they'd understand. Tuna Masa Vesa, 44, Senorita. Tuna Masa Vesa, Senorita. Tuna Masa Vesa, 44, Senorita. Tuna Masa Vesa, 44, Senorita. So if your life is kind of hectic and you're having trouble sleeping, think you're going crazy and you need to get away, the thought has crossed your mind about heading out for the border. But let me tell you something, boy, all you need to know how to say, Tuna Masa Vesa, 44, Senorita. 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 Oh,
All right. Well, the program's Lyrics and Legends. In the studio with me today is Deb Fensterwald, and we've got Tommy Alverson on the phone, Deb.
Man, we just listened to one fantastic song that I'm sure a lot of people in Texas and other states can relate to and have sang a time or two, probably.
Cool story about this song. We do this at the nursing home, so it's a one of my, it's a medley of my greatest hit. I stole from Tommy Alverson.
That's the first time I've heard that one.
Really? Yeah, see the things
audience.
You learn.
Captive
audience. I've heard a lot of stories about it.
Yeah, you didn't know you were hot in the nursing home set, did you?
I'm really going to have to update the bio now.
Oh, my goodness. But you know, what the deal is at a nursing home is that they're such a captive audience. They roll them in, and then when you're done with them, they roll them out. So it's,
I'm not going to say a whole lot about that. It might be me one of these days.
Oh, Gary could play the phone book to him, and that'd be all right. So.
That kind of starts taking me back to what did I come in here for?
That's right.
Exactly, yeah.
Which is another song that...
That's a reality already, you know. So.
Yeah, and it's not too funny, is it?
It's an old song, and it was a reality then, you know.
Just different circumstances.
That's right.
Oh.
Now, matter of fact, I just talked to a DJ out in Key West that's playing it on his station out there. So it's all over the place, and, you know, there's some people covering it all over Texas and some south of the border and some of them you want, some of them are good, and some of them are not. So
I guess
once you get popular, you got to deal with that. You know?
Yeah, I guess you just got to be flattered that people like it enough that they're.
That's exactly the way you got to look at it. You know, it really is. There's a band out of North Carolina somewhere called the Boat Drunks. They're a Jimmy Buffett cover band.
Oh, okay.
They do a lot of Parrothead stuff, and they recorded it. So. They did a great job of it, so I'm always happy to tell people about that one.
That's cool. That's really cool.
Talk a little bit about this next song I've got, one called Upside Down. Tell a little bit about where that came from.
Well, my friend Brian Burns wrote that, and we were doing a bunch of song swaps and sitting, you know, two guys and two guitars on two stools, and you sit around and sing your songs. He came up with that one. And I said, man, I got to have that, you know.
And, that's a funny song.
that's been one of our most requested songs, too, you know. That and Unimas and Texas Woman.
Texas Woman, I was telling Gary that we definitely...
We got to get that in here.
We got to play Texas Woman. That is a great song.
That's my closer.
Oh, okay. Well,
that's
we'll good. Just do that. We'll just do it that way then.
Yeah. So,
let's listen to Upside Down, and then we'll be back in just a few minutes.
All right.
Officer, good evening. Allow me to explain the spectacle you see beside this road. It's been a long, hard day, and I'm just a victim of circumstances beyond my control. Now let me just assure you that I'm not a drinking man. I work hard to uphold the law. Those people in that other car were their friends of my ex-wives. No matter what they told you, they saw. The car was upside down when I got here. I left it right side up some time ago. Some kids drove by and poured something all down in my shirt. It might have been tequila, I don't know. I stepped into the woods for midnight prayer. I don't know what went down when I was not here. That stop sign was on the windshield when I bought that car, and the car was upside down when I got here. Thank you. sir, my reputation speaks for itself. I'm as innocent and gentle as a child. Well, that fist fight with my mama, well, that was 3 months ago. I can't believe it's still on my file. Now, a conscientious peacekeeper such as yourself must surely recognize an honest guy. And since most of my money goes to charitable causes, I can't afford no DWI. Car was upside down when I got here. I left it right side up some time ago. Some kid drove by and poured something all down in my shirt. It might have been tequila, I don't know. Well, I stepped into the woods for midnight prayer. I don't know what went down when I was not here. That stop sign was on the windshield when I bought this car, and the car was upside down when I got here. I ain't got a clue what went on when I was not here, but the car was upside down when I got here. That's right. You gotta believe me.
The program's Lyrics and Legends. Just listen to a song called Upside Down, Debbie. Got Tommy Alverson on the phone with us. Man, we appreciate you taking time to visit with the little radio station up in the panhandle. So,
well, I appreciate the request, you know, and hearing from you guys, because, you know, a lot of times you go for a while and nobody says anything good to you, and then all of a sudden you get a request like this, and it just kind of gives you hope that you're still doing the right thing.
Well, you are.
Oh yeah, we enjoy it. 35 years,
you know.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I drove from Wheeler to Lubbock, which is about 220 miles, to see you play at the Blue Light with Matt Martindale a few years back.
And so, oh yeah!
Wow, awesome!
It was great. It was just the two of them, and they were just swapping songs. And
oh my gosh! Anyway.
Yeah, we did that not too long ago in San Angelo at Fifi Dubois. We did that over there at their place, and that was a lot of fun.
Well, that's the thing, you know. One of the passions that I have, and I know Gary does too, is trying to keep live music and live venues and places like that where, you know, people can go in and watch and hear live music is so important. When you were wanting to get into the music business and stuff, tell us kind of how you got into it. I mean, I know you said you started very young with a guitar as a fourth grader probably, but like, where did it go from there? Did you have a band in high school?
I've always been in a band. High school, junior high, I was in a band called the Renegades, and all the rest of the guys were in high school, and we just played instrumentals, you know, like a lot of venture stuff,
right?
And safaris,
oh, man, yeah.
Wiped Out and things like
oh,
that,
heck,
you
yeah.
know, walk Don't Run and Pipeline, and then later on in high school I had my own group, and I've been trying to go through all that and sort out the cobwebs in my mind, because I'm actually in the process of writing a book. So
wonderful!
All of that's trying to
sort all
resurface,
that out.
Trying to resurface. I'm having to call some people and get some help. You know?
Well, just remember, it's your story.
It's right.
You can stick to it. Huh? Yeah, tell it like it wants.
That's right. And you can rewrite it if you want to, evidently. So.
But I might have to. I might have to do a lot of that. Fiction. It might be a fiction.
Right. But so when you were in college, I know that you started pursuing music pretty heavily then. And so what was your first breaks and things like that?
In college I played, and you might know what I'm talking about. I used to play with this guy named James Hand. I was his bass player for a while. And then we did that for a couple of years, and then, like, you know, I started my own country band, and of course we always had a little bit of everything in there, some Creedence and Charlie Daniels and things like that.
Sure.
But I went to work early, because I started having a family early, right out of high school, and so I always had a day gig, so mm-hmm. it was mostly weekend things.
Right.
But I always surrounded myself with pretty good guys to play, you know. I grew up in Itasca, so a lot of that was done in Hill County. We just stayed around there close, and then later on I moved to Fort Worth, went to work at Miller Brewing Company up there in 74.
Right.
And so I picked up some Fort Worth guys and started doing some weekends.
Didn't you do some, like, haven't you done some things for Miller as well?
Yeah, I did a commercial for them. Right. And that led to kind of writing and recording. And first thing I did was a little cassette called The Heart of Hill County. And ended up getting some local airplay on that, and that's kind of what got the ball rolling. And had no kind of idea what was going to happen then, you know.
Right.
It's kind of in the early stages of Texas music happening, and so we just followed up, you know, kept writing and kept playing and making more records.
And boy, the Texas music is really, it's become something of its own. I mean, it's you're a part of that heritage that we feel like that, you know, is so rich and so important in Texas, and you're right in the middle of that. So we're just so excited to get to talk to you today and hear some more of your music. Gary, you want to talk to him about Maybe in Mexico?
Well, yeah, I'll talk a little bit about Maybe in Mexico. This is another good one that kind of takes me back on that Hermosa Cerveza tub.
Yeah, Jerry Max Lane brought me that song. We got to be friends and sat down and picked a little bit together, and he was battling Parkinson's at the time.
Oh.
And then a couple of years later, the dementia started getting a hold of him, and we lost him. But before that, you know, he had written songs for George Jones and George Strait. He was just a great singer, and actually even had the same manager as George Strait before George even hit it. And he brought me that song on a silver platter, and he said, "This song is specially made for you," you know. And,
oh, man, that is.
And it, I had to, I embellished that one a little bit too and added a few chords to it and just rearranged it a little bit.
Kind of made it your own?
Yeah. And, you know, I kept saying every time, you know, I know George is going to cut this one of these days, and I would really be happy for Jerry if he did. But, of course, Jerry didn't live to see it, but I'm still hoping that he might one of these days. It's perfect.
Absolutely.
For him.
All right, well, let's listen to Maybe in Mexico, and then we'll be back in a few minutes to visit with you a little more.
Very good.
I got a feeling you're thinking about leaving. Don't ask me how I know, baby, I just know. Been acting funny, let me tell you, honey, you ain't the only one got the urge to go. I was thinking just yesterday, I'd love to get away, see some places I've only heard about. Maybe for the sake of what's left of our love, to spend a little time together working things out. Maybe in Mexico, yeah, the nights are cool and the sea breezes blow. I can speak the language some. Una más a vez, a por favor, hard to get it done. Maybe in Mexico, some little border town, maybe I could pull. Find where love has gone, bring it home from Mexico. We're gonna sip those margaritas while the lovely senorita dance. Maybe in Mexico.
the nights are cool and the sea breezes blow. I can speak the language some, una más a veces por favor, how to get it done. Maybe in Mexico, some little border town, maybe Manzanillo. We'll find where love has gone, bring it home from Mexico. We'll find where love has gone, bring it home from Mexico.
We are back on the program, Lyrics and Legends. Got Debbie Finsterwald in the studio with me. We're visiting with Tommy Alverson, and we've been hearing some really good stories, really good songs, and we got some more lined up here, Debbie. What do you think?
Well, I wanted to ask you, Tommy, one of the songs, your son also performs with you, correct?
Yes, we just started, he was playing, my band kind of went their separate ways, as bands normally do, you know, if you... Sometimes you're not working a whole lot, they find other work, and other things happen, family matters and whatever.
Right, right.
So, anyway, he was playing with this little band called Western Deluxe. They were a three-piece band. So I just hired him, and he's been my main guy ever since. And
that's great.
So, but he wrote the song, if you're talking about my hometown.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, this is your son, Justin, right?
Uh-huh.
All right.
So did you do the same thing for Justin that your dad did for you? You bought him a guitar when he was in fourth grade and all that? Or he grew up with one, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. And, you know, it's one of those things I just didn't. It's kind of like my dad. He just let me decide if I really wanted to do that or not. And he didn't force me into anything, you know. And but he took to it well. And then he went off and joined the Army in 89 after he graduated. And by the time he got back from his tour of duty, he was a full-fledged badass on the guitar.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and he'd been playing with some guys down in Georgia, some blues guys. He could pretty much play any Stevie Ray Vaughan song note for note. And so then, but I mean, he played all kinds, different kinds of music, and really gotten into the country stuff. And he's done some more writing, but he played that song for me one day, and I said, well, we're in the studio. I think we should take that and work on it tomorrow, you know. And so we did, and I added my name to it just in case somebody, you know, big wanted to record it. I could get a little payback.
Well, there you go. That's the way to do that. So I really like the song because, you know, growing up in a small town, when you listen to My Hometown, I just, you know, it's almost like, hey, they wrote this about Wheeler, Texas.
Right,
or Chicago,
right.
Texas,
you know, right? It works for all the small town people. You know, it really does.
All right, we're going to take a minute. We're going to listen to My Hometown, written by Justin Alverson with Tommy Alverson. I guess you get part of the credit, so.
Thanks.
All right. We're going to be back in just a minute.
All right.
Miles from anywhere, front porches and rocking chairs, slingshots and fishing poles, baseball games and swimming holes, rusted bones all falling down in my hometown. Dragon main on Saturday night, hook a left and you make a right, throw your bottles at the signs, not too soon, not too far behind, hit out 81 and you turn back around in my hometown. Go back every
fetching help from all my old friends. They all knew me before who I am now in my hometown.
Let's go home, boys.
Truck to box, broad dads skimming rocks, making out under the football stand, scared to death of her old man. I left and she married some red-headed clown. My hometown. With rocking chairs, slingshots and fishing poles, baseball games and swimming holes. My hometown. My hometown. My hometown.
Okay, and we're back. The program is Lyrics and Legends. Debbie Finsterwald's in the studio on the phone with us. Tommy Alverson from Mineral Wells, Texas. Got that down right this time, Debbie.
So right.
Don't believe everything you read on the internet.
I know
you think all that stuff on the internet's right.
But some, and we've also learned that you can rewrite your story, too.
Yeah, I don't believe any of it.
No, you probably shouldn't. But, Tommy, I just, after listening to My Hometown and thinking about, you know, the fact that your son is a musician and your son is a songwriter and all, that's got to be a great thing as a father for you guys to share that. And you know, as a parent, I can imagine that you're pretty proud of the things that he does and that he's contributing to your band. So,
it's great to get to play with him every night.
Yeah, and shout really out is. To him. That's great. We also know that you've had many, many other influences and guys that you've played with, and one of them we want to talk about is Johnny Bush. Tell us a little bit about your connection and your time that you spent with Johnny Bush.
Well, the first time I got to be with Johnny, we were down at a golf tournament down in Willie's place at the Ferdinand's Country Club, and I was just kind of hanging out down there and playing golf, trying to play golf one day, and they were going to have a picking party afterwards, and so Johnny invited me up to. A friend of mine was playing drums for him at the time, Jim Fincher, and took him a song that I had written called I Wouldn't Trade Texas for the World, and it has a piece in there about him. And so, He said, I heard that song and I really liked it. And he wants you to come up and play with us. It's just going to be me and Johnny Gimble and Freddie Powers.
Oh, my goodness. Just.
I said, are you sure you want me to play? And that was something right there. And that was the beginning of some of my dreams coming true, I'll
bet.
Tell you. Yeah.
I don't think I've heard a sentence with just Johnny Gimble and just Johnny Bush in it, but okay, that's. I bet it was a dream come true.
Yeah, it was very cool. And from then on, we've been the best of friends. And, you know, when we did, I wrote Anytime, Anywhere, I thought, well, this is perfect for him. I'll pitch it to him. He goes, well, I don't know. So he didn't do it, but he did sing a duet with me on it, so. That made it even better, if you ask me.
Oh, yeah. Get to do your song with Johnny Bush. I mean,
we
want to be sure. And can we play that song now?
Should we do Anytime, Anywhere now?
I think we should.
Okay, let's do that, and we'll be back.
All right.
Oh, honey, you look so good tonight. And there's something about the way the neon lights shine on your face that makes me weak. I wish there was a way that I could find to say what I feel when I see you. If you ever need me, darling, just pick up the phone. I will come running. I'd hate for you to be there all alone. Just let me know where I need to go anytime, anywhere. And I'll be pick up the phone. I will come running. I'd hate for you to be there all alone. You just let me know where I need to go anytime, anywhere. And I'll be there. Let your fingers do the walking. I will do the talking. You know I'd do anything just to be with you. You just let me know where I need to go. I'll be there. Oh, anytime, anywhere. And I'll be there.
Okay, well, the program's Lyrics and Legends. We're visiting with Tommy Alverson on the phone. Got Debbie Finsterwald in the studio with me. Tommy, we're just having a blast, man.
Thank you so much for talking to us.
I am, too. I appreciate you having me on.
I like some of the stuff you've done that have had some other artists on there, like Johnny Bush. I know you've recorded with some others. One song that kind of caught my attention was Country to the Bone with Amos Staggs. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I met Amos few years back, and I had always heard him. We used to play a place called the White Elephant in Stockyards a lot, but he would be in one section of it. There's a beer garden, and then there was an inside stage. So we would be not up against each other, but playing at the same place at the same time, and never really got to visit or know each other. Then later on, we did, and we started doing some song swaps. And there's another one, you know, that song's another one that I heard sitting next to him that I knew I really wanted to record. So we not only recorded it, but named a CD after it. So it tells a pretty good story about where we're at and what we're doing.
Our station plays pretty much just traditional older country stuff. And I know every now and then you like to take a little jab at some of the maybe Nashville stuff. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's fair.
So, it's very fair.
Yeah. So we're kind of with you on that. We're going to listen to Country to the Bone, and then we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Oh, honey, you look so good tonight. And there's something about the way the neon lights shine on your face that makes me weak. I wish there was a way that I could find to say what I feel when I see you. Ever need me, darling, just pick up the phone. I will come running. I'd hate for you to be there all alone. Just let me know where I need to go anytime, anywhere, and I'll be there. Just pick up the phone. I will come running. I'd hate for you to be there all alone. You just let me know where I need to go anytime, anywhere, and I'll be there. Let your fingers do the walking. I will do the talking. You know I'd do anything just to be with you. You just let me know where I need to go. I'll be there. Oh, anytime, anywhere, and I'll be there.
Woo! The song we just listened to was Country to the Bone, Debbie, with Amos Staggs, who is, if you go on the internet, his name's Roy Robinson. But he won't hear me say that because we're up here in the panhandle.
That's right. They'll never hear it down in the...
He's from Comanche, right?
Really?
Yeah.
Texas.
Well, he lives out in Burleson now. And his previous life, he lived out in Comanche. You know? But he's a real cowboy. And in his younger days, he worked, he worked all over ranches everywhere. And he wrote a song for Garth Brooks. He didn't make a big deal about it, but I do, and it's called the Cowboy Song. So if you ever get a chance to hear that by Garth or play that by Garth Brooks, it's an amazing piece of art. It really is.
Wow.
Well, we may have to give him a call.
Yeah.
See if we can get him on the radio.
Yeah. He'd love to. He'd love to do it.
Okay.
So tell us a little bit about Texas music to you. Like what do you think is? We kind of made a jab at Nashville and all that kind of stuff. But what do you see in where you come from, where your heart is? What is your take on Texas music?
So to me, it's getting kind of diluted. It's kind of going the way of Nashville right now.
Right.
Now I wish everybody the best, and I want everybody to succeed. And
right.
A lot of them, my friends, and I just hope that eventually it comes back around to what it started out to be. You know, all about the song instead of just let's ride down the road and get drunk, throw
exactly.
beer at each other. You know.
Exactly.
Jim and I have had that same conversation about because we've tried to consider doing some what they call red dirt programs on the station, and then some of the stuff is just kind of almost like what comes out of Nashville. That's just my personal opinion. But.
Well, it really is, you know, and I hated to see that happen, but I got no control over anything. I just had to do what I do.
Right.
Yeah, and you got to follow because you're a guy that's been in this business for, what'd you say, 35 years?
Yeah, that's when I first started making records, was 35 years ago, yeah.
Right, and so for you and artists like yourself, it's about the song and the story and the feeling that's behind it, you know? And I know that there's a lot of guys that it's not about getting rich or anything like that. It's about having a way to tell your story, to get your, you know, creative art out there. And getting rich would be nice. I mean, I don't mean
that. That would be a good part of it,
you know. And if you are, you can go ahead and tell us how rich you are, and you know,
that's still yet to come, I'm afraid.
Well, you know, it's kind of like my uncle said one time. He said, I had never seen a U-Haul being pulled behind a hearse. So
right.
You're not going to take it out of here with you, so you might as well just have a good time while you're here, right?
Yeah, that's what we're looking at, and it's been good. I mean, I've lived a good life.
Exactly.
And had a lot of fun playing music, and I mean, a lot. You know, this point in my life, I got up and went to work 5:30 every morning for 29 years, and I don't want to have to have a real job anymore.
Yeah.
So.
You know what I thought was really neat is I just emailed Tommy, because I do this occasionally. I email people thinking, I wonder if they'll do an interview.
And right.
He was just like right back saying, oh, sure, we'd love to do it. So I was pretty excited about that.
Well,
so.
and that's the thing is that, you know, we look at your music and everything, and we understand that you're one of us. You know, we get that vibe from you, that your stories and your music and it's something that we can relate to.
Yeah. I just was going to say that as far as I'm concerned, that makes me successful, if that's what you feel about it. You know?
You bet.
So, exactly.
So we do what we can now. You know, I've slowed down a little bit. We play the jobs we want to, and the ones that pay good, and
you
the
bet.
Rest of them, we just kind of let them go on by.
We got another song, don't we, Gary?
We got another song called I Can't Convince My Heart. Talk a little bit about it.
Oh, yeah, that's my Clay Blaker song. I'm a big fan of Clay Blaker. Matter of fact, my son Justin played guitar for him for a while. And I was always a big fan, you know, and he had hits with George Strait and Barbara Streisand and everybody else in the world. And so he's moved off to live on an island now, and
I'm still trudging
around in honky-tonks. But, but that was one of his old song, old good country songs, good country shuffles that I always liked. And I said, well, when we do this album, I want to put pay a little tribute to Clay on there, because he's a great guy. And
Debbie, I was going through this trying to think, I want to hear this one, and I want to hear this one, and I was like, I got to do like 8 or 10. We can't do every song off every CD.
Got to so. Pick a few here.
Well, when you're not talking to me, you can.
Okay, yeah. We do play you on our station, so that's
feel free.
I'm sure you're getting a big check from us.
Oh, yeah.
Is that one of those? Is that one of those things where the check's in the mail?
Something like that. Well, no, the check goes to ASCAP and BMI.
Yes,
and I'm sure they don't ever give it to anybody.
You get your 32 cents next week.
We call them the Nazis.
Yeah, so. No doubt about that.
Oh, they are now, and I don't know. You know, I know we're not getting any of that money.
Yeah.
You know, people are telling us in bars all the time, well, I got hit by the music police, and I'm going to have to play so much money. And I said, yeah. I just wonder who's that pocket that's going into, because I sure don't like getting it.
No, it's not coming to your pocket, is it?
Yeah, that's we get to pay those guys a healthy sum of money every month.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if they sent that to anybody. So we're going to listen to I Can't Convince My Heart, and then we'll be back in just a few minutes.
The man I'd like to be, 'cause running always seemed to come so easily. It's hard to change someone who lives so wild and free. You came along and tried to steal my heart from me. I can't convince my heart that I should hang around. I'd like to settle down, but there's no way. My friends all say I'll be a fool for walking out on you, but I can't convince my heart to stay. Should be feeling like the lucky one to find someone like you that I can call my own. For a little while I thought my rambling ways were done, but I can't fight this yearning to be moving on. I can't convince my heart that I should hang around. I'd like to settle down, but there's no way. My friends all say I'll be a fool for walking out on you, but I can't convince my heart to stay. Oh, Brother Ray. Convince my heart that I should hang around. I'd like to settle down, but there's no way. My friends all say I'll be a fool for walking out on you, but I can't convince my heart to stay. I can't convince my heart to stay.
Well, the song we just listened to is I Can't Convince My Heart. We're visiting with Tommy Iverson. Got Deb Fenstwall in the studio with me. Just talk a little bit about your Picking on Willie CD a little bit. That's got to be a
good one. Oh, yeah.
Favorite.
Well, you know, I've been wanting to do that for a long time. When we decided to do it, again, Johnny Bush played a big part in getting that done with Nightlife Down with Willie, you know.
And, oh, yeah.
And so when I played him the song, Watching Willie's Hands, and he said, do you mind if I play that for Willie? And I said, no, not a bit.
Would you please?
He said, well, I'm playing golf with him on Monday. I'm going to take it out to the golf cart. We'll listen to it.
Oh, my.
Sure enough, I get a call, and it's Johnny. And he goes, hey, somebody wants to talk to you here. So it was Willie.
Oh, wow.
And he thanked me for writing the song and everything. And I said, well, I'm doing a whole record. He said, well, let's do one together.
No way.
I said, okay.
It's like it's only going to be me, be Willie, and only Willie, and only it's Johnny.
Yeah, just yeah, right. just Johnny Gimble, yeah, just yeah. Johnny Bush, and just Willie Nelson. There you go.
Right.
Who so, Bill Mack keeps saying he's going to bring to Shamrock, and they're going to come up here and play golf. We hadn't seen him yet, but Bill keeps telling us.
Don't be surprised.
We're looking for him.
Yeah. But so we did our part. We sent it down to his actually his grandson was recording him at the time. They got a little studio out there at Luck, and so he sent us back his part, and we picked and chose, got the right ones that we liked, and put it out, and it was just it's a lifelong dream, you know, for me.
Man, what a thrill. That's incredible.
Well, let's listen to Watching Willie's Hands. This is off the Picking on Willie CD, and then we'll be back in just a few minutes.
All right.
It was homecoming in Abbott, Texas. A semi-trailer for a stage. It was back in the 60s when the Beatles were the rage. There was the Devil, David, and Jimmy Day. One hell of a four-piece band. That's the first time I remember ever watching Willie's Hands. Well, he played a gut string Martin, and it rang out like a bell. I'd never heard anything like it, even though it looked like hell. All I wanted after that was my own little country band, all because of watching Willie's Hands. On the face of this fighter, you can tell just where he's been. In his eyes, you can see a hard-working, honest man with a heart as big as Texas and a love for his fellow man. But what I like best is watching Willie's Hands. He sang of Bloody Merry Mornings and how time slips away. And sad songs and waltzes, well, they weren't selling in those days. Cadillacs and Winnebagos is how they got around back then. And I was just 17, but I was watching Willie's Hands. Well, Hello Walls, Nightlife, and Crazy, hits he wrote in Tennessee. He knew if he came back to Texas, he could be what he wanted to be. Blue Eyes put him on the map. On the road again. Just one more Whiskey River. Now millions watch Willie's Hands. On the face of this fighter, you can tell just where he's been. In his eyes you can see a hard-working, honest man with a heart as big as Texas and a love for his fellow man. What I like best is watching Willie's Hands. He's the farmer's best friend and still moving today. He's still picking old Trigger in his own peculiar way. Always working while he's playing, quick to lend a helping hand. Well, the party's not over, so don't turn out the lights, my friend. On the face of this fighter, you can tell just where he's been. In his eyes you can see a hard-working, honest man. And a heart as big as Texas, a love for his fellow man. But I still like watching Willie's Hands. Watching Willie's Hands.
And the song we just heard was Be Back Tuesday, visiting with Tommy Alverson on the phone. Got Debbie Finsterwald. Let's visit a little bit about Texas Woman, because we need to get this in here before we run out of time.
Exactly.
So. Well, that was another co-write, and my friend Charlie Throckmorton and I started writing songs back in the late 70s, early 80s. And that was one of the ones that we liked, and we started playing it with the band there locally, you know, and everybody loved it, and so... well, it just kept going. We kept playing it, and we re-released it. And so, you know, that's, like I said, it's one of our biggest requests. We close with it every night, so
yeah,
kind of like the...
It's one of those.
We call it the night night song. When that one comes off, it's time to go.
Turn out the lights.
Yeah.
Let's do Texas Woman. Then we're going to come back with our Department of Shameless Plugs.
All right. And then sounds good.
I've always been through life a searching, never finding that pot of gold. Maybe the rainbow stretches much too far, leaving my hopes and dreams untold. Well, it's a day that went out and rains are pouring down. Think about a warmer weather in another distant town. Got my mind on the bone down Texas Road, thinking more about the running reasons I should have stayed. Texas woman, I love only you. Nothing can ever change my way. Texas woman, you know my love is true, and I'll be back for you someday. My Texas woman's kinda special, don't you see? There ain't nobody love me quite like she can. She's plain and natural, like I want her to be. She made me feel like a hell of a man. Texas woman, I love on you. Nothing can ever change my way. Texas woman, you know my love is true, and I'll be back for you someday. Texas woman, I love only you, and nothing can ever change my way. Texas woman, you know my love is true, and I'll be back for you someday.
So the song we just listened to is Texas Woman with Tommy Iverson. And we have a division for the radio station we call the Department of Shameless Plugs, where you can tell people where you can get your music and mm-hmm.
Tell us if anybody out there is listening, how do we get a hold of some of your music? Are you on iTunes and all that techie stuff?
Most of them are on iTunes. If there's anything they can't find, they can just go to my website and email me, and we'll take care of them. TommyAverson.com.
And he's got a Facebook page, so you can always
find your homework. Yeah,
you can always find him on Facebook. So.
Oh, yeah, we definitely have him there all the time.
Well, Tommy, we want to thank you for coming on. We really do appreciate it. It means a lot for you to take time out of your day to visit with us up here in the panhandle of Texas. And so much more we could probably ask you. But, Debbie, thanks for coming in
and
helping me.
Thank you for having me.
You're always a lot of fun.
It's a pleasure to talk to you, Tommy, and keep making that great Texas music.
All right, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This has been another edition of Lyrics and Legends with your host, Gary Ware. Join us next time here on Legends 92.9.